Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, little W sauce, Bloody Mary mix. Hey, speaking of the Owl Inn Lager, new realm in Kennesaw State Athletics, Tiffany and I are no longer speaking as soon as this show is over for the rest of the day. Well, it's rivalry night.
Schools play
it's a normal
other.
Friday, right?
KSU basketball travels. I'm not going to say anything derogatory about Georgia State, but I was going to say to wherever they play. I was going to make fun of it. But
yeah.
They travel to state. It's going down tonight. Somehow Georgia State is a point and a half favorite, and Kennesaw State's the better team this year.
Antoine Petway guy. That's my guy.
All right, well, just, you know what? I'm all about the result, so I'll save my talking for when the game is over.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, do you want to put a bet on this? And I was going to say yes.
No, I don't. I don't like to lose.
You have to be
money.
Nice to me for a whole week.
Never. Oh, if it's that kind of bet? No. That's not possible.
Actually, I'd rather get some money out of you.
It's not possible. Neither are possible. Mm. I will not be nice to you for
you're
an
scared.
Entire week.
You're scared.
I have to keep you on your toes.
Because you know KSU is going to beat it. Beat it. They're going to win. They're going to beat down
just
Georgia State.
Be glad that I'm nice to you when I am nice to you.
I didn't know that ever happened. But anyways.
Had a pretty decent week.
We have had a good week.
That's an incredible way of looking at it. It's like, I'm not going to be nice to you. I'm going to be mean to you most of the time, and you should be happy when I'm nice.
Exactly.
I feel like that's the way my kid treats me. It's like, I'm gonna be a maniac. You should
you
love me when
coming.
I'm a
kinda
nice kid.
Kind of goes back to her statement yesterday she said about herself.
What? Oh, that volatile?
No. Yeah. No, that was not the one I was talking about.
You said you're a jerk.
I am. Yeah.
Little housekeeping business. Want to congratulate Grady Jarrett for being named the Atlanta Falcons Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. I swear this isn't his first one, but...
No, it's not. It's definitely not. He's definitely been nominated by the team before.
Yeah, but anyways, congratulations to Grady Jarrett. He is a phenomenal human being, and hopefully he will get to win. He'll win it. You know, I know that Calais Campbell, who played here last year, had won it before, and they get to have the little Walter Payton... Little logo.
Yeah.
The Iron Man.
A lot of guys that win this say it's the best honor you could ever receive.
Well, I think it takes into account of who the human being you are and not just the player. People look at you for more than just a stat compiler. And Grady Jarrett is definitely more than that. He's one of the best guys on that team as far as human beings and one of the best human beings you'll find in the NFL.
So, I think it was Greg Olsen who gave a speech a few years back when he won it, and it was just it was incredible, and it pointed to the fact that like there's no bigger honor you can receive.
Yeah, same with Thomas Davis had a great one too when he won.
Yep.
The list goes on and on. Calais Campbell. So,
a popular Atlanta / Buckhead bar is closing its doors at the end of the month.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. What do you got?
The Ivy has announced the Ivy Buckhead, which is located on Roswell Road. Actually, I literally could walk there for years when I lived, and I went there a few times. Not a lot. Not as many as people like you did, Mike, but I did go. What? Did I say something wrong?
Listen, I've paid the light bill in there a few times. That's for sure.
And it was where our fantasy draft was that time. It was pretty cool,
that top room.
Well,
you know,
I did do it there.
I didn't realize how weird one of the articles I read had like an aerial view of the Ivy, and it looks ginormous. It looks kind of like an old old house in maybe like Italy or something when you look at the
little villa.
Yeah. But anyways, they said, here's a statement from the owners. They say, after 14 unforgettable years, it's time to raise our glasses one last time. From late night celebrations to lifelong friendships, this has been a space where so many memories were made and so many of our friends met their significant others.
Woo! Yeah.
And they have gone on to say,
I'd gamble to say there's probably more that ended the things with their significant
and
others.
And the creepy sub guy that I went on a date with showed up there asking if I told everybody that I like the subs. So that's my last thing.
What?
The guy went on a date with the public.
Yeah. Okay, finish. I gotta hear that part. Finish what you were saying.
Anyways, they said thanks. Everybody's been a part of the incredible journey. Stay tuned though, because we can't wait to show you what's next. So they have a concept for this, and I think they have just decided to go away from young college / post college adult bars. And maybe they're going to do something similar. Who knows? They might have a restaurant. I don't know. Maybe it'll become an office building. I don't know. But they have a concept.
They're in the same building. I thought they would move the Ivy concept to a different building because that building's not really suited to be a bar. To your point, it looks like a villa.
Well, it says a new concept they are planning. They don't necessarily commit to the building. I just don't know why you would give up that real estate space.
Yeah, I guess
unless
not.
Someone
it's got
is
a lot of frontage there on Roswell Road.
Well, yeah. And now there
it's
is
right
a.
On the street basically,
yeah, it really is.
And the Waffle House right there,
and there's like an apartment complex
right there. Yeah, I used to have friends that lived in there.
Unless there's another condo going up there,
plus they got Johnny's Hideaway like 100 yards away.
Yeah, there's got there. They clearly they have something going on.
Interesting,
but can't wait for it. It is a place I think we've all been multiple times and had a good time. I love the outdoor bar that they had there. I thought that was really cool.
Daytime at the Ivy under the gazebo or on that patio was the best time at the Ivy. It really was. It really was.
All right, well.
There you go.
I'm going to, according to the guy on Twitter this morning, I don't know how to use a weather app, so I'm just going to guess on what to wear in Minnesota this weekend. That'll be fun.
All right.
Enjoy that.